Well, greetings and welcome. It is your show. It is every day and has been for almost 10 years. We're about a month away from the 10-year anniversary of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio. I am Jerry Usher along with Debbie Giorgiani. We have the show team in place today. They always do such a fantastic job. That would be our producer, Michael McCall. On social media is Rich Jesse. And Matt Gabensky is screening your calls today. And Debbie...
Vanessa today.
Oh, Vanessa, that's right. Yeah.
Yes. Normally Matt.
Yeah.
But Vanessa Sanchez is on the phone, so you'll get to meet her and say hi to Vanessa. So I didn't mean to interrupt you, Jerry, but I didn't want them to you know, instead of hearing a male voice when they call in, they're going to hear a female voice.
Sure. Yeah. No, it's got to be accuracy, truth in advertising here.
I love it. Welcome back, Jerry. So wait a minute. All of us want to know. I've been kind of giving everybody tidbits that you did really good in the first year of seminary. Why don't you give us a scoop?
As far as I know, I did. Yeah, people know I was in the hospital for Christmas break, and that started before finals for first semester. So I had to make up all of my first semester finals in the second semester, and I did that. I've gotten all but one of my grades. Well, actually, I think I know all of my grades, 3 A's and 2 A-minuses, and that's due to the grace of God and nothing that I did, because I had to scramble a lot to make those up. And then I just finished finals a few days ago for second semester and made the drive to Florida, and I am getting ready to go to our Diocese of Orlando ordinations next Saturday, the 24th.
Wow.
And then on the 25th, I fly to Omaha, Nebraska for the Institute for Priestly Formation Summer Spirituality Program. So I am very excited, but it's great to be back on the show. I missed you guys this week.
Yeah, we missed you too, but we're glad. So you're on that summer break, and then, well, you have a summer assignment, so you're still kind of working.
Yeah.
Right? So that's good. Okay, so, well, we're glad you're with us on this Friday show, and we wanted to share with our Take Two family to weigh in, call in, share your takes. You're going to speak to Vanessa, and you'll say hi to Vanessa. She'll chat with you for a little bit. She'll put you on hold. You'll get to listen live, and here's the question. You can't get started with your weekend yet. Here's the question. What's something you wish you had more time to do in life? What is something you wish you had more time to do in your life? Please, you don't have to be Catholic to call in. Please pick up the phone and dial 833-288-EWTN. Again, that's 833-288-3986.
We live busy lives, all of us do. We get so busy and caught up with things that we don't even often think about, gee, I wish I had more time to spend doing this or that or the other thing. So maybe this would be a good exercise for all of us who are listening right now. And it might just give you the motivation or the impetus to say, you know what, I'm going to start making more time for something that I really wish I could do in life, because this life is short, let's face it, and we don't want to get too caught up in the necessities of life, you know, work and all of the obligations, that we fail to practice a little self-care and do some of the things that interest us and give us a little bit of relaxation. So that is the question for you today. What is something in your life that you wish you had more time to do? All right, just give that a thought for just a moment or two. It shouldn't take you too long. And then you can get on the phone. We have lines wide open right now. That won't last long. It never does. 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986.
So we'd like you to weigh in on this, because you'll see how this definitely, we can, like Jerry said, it may prompt you, may motivate you, inspire you to make small amounts, you know, carve out some small time in your busy schedule to accomplish some of the things you really are on your heart or you long for or you miss. One of the things that I miss, I'll tell you right up front, Jerry, is I do miss playing golf. I do. I mean, it's in my blood. It has been since I was 4 years old. But as you know, with the game of golf, if you're going to play, you know, a full round of golf, 18 holes, it can take about 6 hours by the time you get there. And, you know, that's a long time. And, you know, Jerry, I don't know if I have even 6 minutes.
Well, I'm laughing because it takes 6 hours for those who know what they're doing. If you had me out there golfing with you, it'd take about 6 days to shoot 18 holes.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah, I know. But I will tell you that the Rangers wouldn't like that. They would shoo you off of the golf course after a while. They would say, go home, go to the practice range, go to the driving range. But you know, Jerry, 6 hours, that's a lot. That's a lot of hours to take out of, you know, especially when you're in ministry, you know, pretty much, especially when we do the life coaching, right? It can be almost a 24/7 work, and 6 hours is a lot. But, you know, and also golf is very expensive. Mm. And that has changed things a bit for me. And that's another thing too. I think sometimes we put our hobbies on a shelf, or the things we like to do, because they are costly. What do you say to that?
No, I agree completely. Yeah, if we can't afford to do something, we're definitely not going to do it. Hopefully, we can find less expensive alternatives to do some of those things that might be a little bit pricey, but I agree with you completely on that. And as far as me, since I've been back in priestly formation, one thing I have definitely not been able to do very much of, a little bit of here and there, but I really wish I had more time, was cooking. As you know, Debbie, a few years ago, I got really into, you know, researching recipes and, you know, buying the ingredients and cooking healthy, delicious meals and all of that. And now, thanks be to God, I have my meals prepared for me at the seminary. There's no way we would have time to cook our own meals. But and swimming is another thing too that's had to kind of, I've had to kind of shove that aside a little bit.
Just you used to swim every day.
Yeah, I used to swim every day. In the seminary, it was, you know, maybe a couple days a week. This last semester, it wasn't very much at all, just because, like I said, I was trying to kind of get the work of two semesters done in one semester. So.
But do you have a pool nearby in
there
Boston?
There is, yeah.
Oh, there is. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I go to Pope St. John the 23rd National Seminary, and just about a mile away is Regis College, and they have a pool where they let the public come in and swim. Yeah. Mm, so
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you could get back to it this summer. You know, the summer was a great time to pick up swimming again.
Yeah. Maybe.
Right. Okay, so we do have the phone lines lighting up, so I'm sure you're keeping Vanessa busy. That's great. Michael's at the controls. Rich is on social media. Drop it in the chat, you know, the things that you wish you had more time to do in your life. You know, that would be wonderful. We'll grab those from our chat groups. We love all the social media groups going strong. The chats are going. Look at that. You haven't gotten started with your weekend yet. That's good. What's something you wish you had more time to do in your life? That's the question we're asking on Take Two, your show. So please call us, 833-288-EWTN. Again, that's 833-288-3986. And Jerry and I will be right back.
Well, there may be a lot of days you wake up and you say, today I'm going to do one of my favorite things again that I haven't had time to do for a while, and then that day gets away from you and you missed another opportunity. Well, that's what we're talking about today. What is something you wish you had more time to do that you love doing? Maybe you've actually started finding more time to do something that you hadn't been doing for a while. Your insights, your lived experiences always drive the show and always impact the other Take Two family members who are listening. So, what is something you wish you had more time to do? 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986. I want to just quickly mention, with award-winning content and unparalleled news and analysis through a distinctly Catholic lens, EWTN's National Catholic Register is America's most trusted Catholic news source. And you can subscribe right now, get this, at a limited time savings of over $17 per year, or give a gift subscription to your priest, your deacon, to a relative, a family member. Well, relatives and family members, I think, are the same thing. And others, visit ncregister.com today and click on subscribe and start getting your news from EWTN's National Catholic Register.
Okay, so we're asking the question today, and I'm getting this feeling, Jerry, that some of our Take Two family, they're getting going with their weekend. I feel it. So you need to stop what you're doing. If you're driving, pull over safely to the side of the road, pick up the phone, because this is your show. This is a worldwide platform where the lay faithful come together, share their wisdom, experience, knowledge, takes, understanding of the topics that we put forth. And we count on you. That's why we call the show, Jerry, we like to say it's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. You're the teachers here. You're the ones who are going to impart information that could help other souls today. So Do you think that's worth it? We do. So stop what you're doing. Make the phone call. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. Angel from Louisiana, you were going to be first, and you dropped off for some reason. We'd love to hear your take on this. And so if you could call back from Louisiana, we'd appreciate it. Vanessa will inch you up to the front of the line if you call back. That would be wonderful. And we're asking the question, what's something you wish you had more time to do in your life? Okay, just think about that for a second. And then you may say to yourself, well, this is silly. I want more time to play the guitar or more time to do this or that. It's okay. Everything you have to say is important. Trust us. Okay, make the phone call. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
Yeah, maybe for a long time you thought you would want to maybe get an advanced degree, like an associate's or a bachelor's degree or something, maybe online, do it over time, and enhance your resume a little bit, but you just haven't had time to do that. Maybe that's kind of a longing that's still there in your heart. Maybe it's visiting your grandkids or going across the country to visit a relative or a friend or somebody. What is something? There are things in all of our lives that we wish we had more time to do. That's just a fact of life. Mm-hmm. There are 24 hours in a day, and we cannot fit everything we want to do along with what we have to do into those 24 hours. So if there's something you wish you had more time to do, or that you think there's a possibility you could carve out more time mm-hmm. to do, let's talk about that here today. How important is that to you? Yeah. And again, go ahead. Yeah, sorry, Deb.
No, I'm just agreeing with you. I'm loving what you're saying. I'm going, yep, he's right. Go ahead.
I was going to add to the phone number as well. It's 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
But you make a really good point. I'm sitting there agreeing and nodding my head, agreeing with you, because I think sometimes we see the big mountain in front of us, that things we want to do and we can't accomplish because there's not enough time in the day. But what we don't realize is we could just do it in small increments, right? And if we do that, we will have a nice variety of things that we have accomplished, things that we haven't let go of. You know, I know someone right now, I won't name them because they're probably listening to the show and I didn't get permission if I could name them, but I know somebody that they love to play the guitar. Okay, they do love to play the guitar. They're very good at it, Jerry. And so they play it just like one or two songs a day. That's it. And then they put it down. And they just to kind of keep that feel, that rhythm, right? I think that's a really cool thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I agree. Yeah. Even in little chunks, it mm-hmm. can really, I think it can really add to our overall well-being and quality of life. I really think
so. I agree. But sometimes I think if we see the guitar there collecting dust, we're like, oh, I don't have an hour to play, or, you know, I can't sit down and pull out the music and sing and da 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 and all this kind of stuff. But a little bit goes a long way. And in many things, a little bit goes a long way in prayer. Oh, look at this, Jerry. I'm so excited. Angel did call back from Louisiana. We're so glad. Thank you so much, Angel, from Christ Our King Radio. That's the way you're listening. Welcome to the program.
Yes, thank you. Just to echo what was already said, I wish I had more time to cook for my family. You know, being in South Louisiana, a lot of our Cajun food takes a long time to cook. You know, jambalaya, rice and gravy, etouffee, it could take 4, 5, 6 hours to cook. So I know that I can't start cooking dinner at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So I think what I need to do is prioritize my Sundays. You know, slow down a little bit, say no to activities or invitations if they come on Sundays, and truly have that be, you know, a day of prayer, you know, to attend Mass early in the morning, and then to cook my meals for the week and just sit down and enjoy meals at the dinner table with the family and just visit more. And so I wish I had more time to cook is what I wish.
Well, I'm glad that you called and shared that, Angel, because sometimes I give myself a pat on the back because I'm able to cook a meal in like 10 minutes. And Who knows how healthy or high quality of food that is that I'm eating, but it just sounds so beautiful. Just so it's your experience, you know, the fact that you and your fellow Louisianans, you know, you do take this time, you take the care, the time, you know, to get the ingredients and the care and the time and the love that goes into preparing these meals. It's really something that's been lost, at least in much of our country. I know, Debbie, there are probably, I would guess, Italy, you know, they probably still do it that way. But in so many parts of the world, you know, this type of thing just gets kind of set by the wayside just for expediency's sake, you know, and we just kind of throw a meal together and throw it down and get back on with life again. So,
well, now the new thing is, you know, they have all these shows on TV and even on the internet, you can search it of cooking in less than 30 minutes. You know, that's the big thing right now. You know, how fast can you prepare a meal? But Angel, you know, I agree. I'm going to link with you on this because you made me think of my beautiful, sweet mother that has gone on to meet the Lord. There is similar to what you're sharing about how long it takes to prepare a meal properly, a home cooked meal, you know, for the family in the wonderful style that you're used to and that everybody likes to enjoy. Same thing used to happen in my family. Sunday mornings were just like this. We'd all get up, we'd all go to mass, we'd go out for a pancake breakfast, and then at about, you know, 10 o'clock in the morning, my mom would start cooking, and you could smell the tomato sauce, you could smell the meatballs, you could smell the lasagna, you could smell everything for several hours until everybody gathered around the table around 5-6 o'clock. And it was so beautiful. You could always expect that. And it just made you long for that family gathering and the food. You knew what you were going to get, some really good home-cooked meal. Now, she was in the kitchen the whole time. I mean, the whole day. But it was so interesting how you said that. And then it brought me back to that. And I was thinking, wow, you know, I wish I had more time to do that for my family. And I agree with you. It requires preparation. It requires to slow down and to really plan it out, that you can take that time and enter into it. And this is what I'm going to say. Let me just put this out there and see, Angel, if you agree with me and Jerry agrees with me. I think if we start doing that and we carve out this huge amount of time on a Sunday to really prepare this beautiful feast for our family, I think God is going to give us back some of that time that we lost on that Sunday. I really do. I just feel that's the way it works. What do you think, Angel?
Yeah.
Do you believe? Okay, I do too.
Absolutely, yeah. And you know, even while, you know, you spoke about, you know, I guess the women in your family, you know, it's a time for the children, you know, to visit. You know, a lot of our homes are set up in such a way now that it's this open concept living. So, you know, hang out with the person cooking, you know, have the children learn to cook vegetables. And, you know, each in a way is cooking low and slow, you know, and so it's time to visit. You know, turn off the TV, put the phones away whenever you sit down at the dinner table, say grace together, you know, talk about the week, what things we have to be grateful for, you know, running water, electricity, you know, and then go back to basics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, Angel, I've spent just enough time either in Louisiana or with people from Louisiana to have a tiny bit of an appreciation of the cooking and the culinary delights that you're talking about here, and you can consider yourself very, very blessed. I can assure you of that. I know, Debbie, you agree with that.
Oh, yeah, totally. I think it's great. You know, I think you really prompted all of us, Angel. I'm so glad. I mean, this is going to be probably a weekend. We're all going to gain a couple pounds, and I love it. Let's go for it, okay?
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Angel.
You as
Bless
well.
You. Yeah.
I love Sunday all day. You know, just being with family. And I remember, did you used to have Sunday dinners in your family?
Yeah, going way back. Yeah. Yeah, when we were pretty little kids. Yeah, we did. Mm-hmm. But again, typically, you know, when we all started going, the five kids going in our five different directions, just like so many families, that kind of went by the wayside. But this is proof, again, of what we said just a few minutes ago, and we say every day, Debbie, that this show is going to have an impact with the Take Two Family Shares, because now you and I are both, we've got, you know, Sunday meals on our minds. We've got taking a little bit more time to prepare, you know, a healthy, delicious meal, put in the time. And what did she say? You know, low and slow, I think, is what she said.
I love that. I know. Yeah, what a great call. Yeah, that was amazing. Okay, I'm excited. We've got to get going with the show. I got to get to the store and get some get some ingredients for this weekend, right? We have open phone lines for you. You got to keep a sense of humor, guys. It's Friday, okay? Here's the number, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. We're asking you the question, what's something you wish you had more time to do? Jerry?
Okay, let's go to Exeter, New Hampshire. Tina listening today on Alexa. Hello, Tina. We're so glad that you joined the conversation. Welcome.
Hello, thank you. Sure. Appreciate spending my Friday afternoon with all of you. I think this show is wonderful. Uh-huh. Excuse me, I do have laryngitis, but I still found it important to give a call today.
Thanks.
Oh, good. Oh, Tina, don't let me forget. I have a remedy for laryngitis.
Excellent. Feel free to share that with me. I love cooking, too. I am vegan, so definitely spend a lot of time in the kitchen.
Mm, great. Nice. Very nice. So cooking would be just cooking, or this says other things on the comment line.
Oh, yeah.
Here. Yeah.
I'm calling in because I would love to find more time to knit and ride my motorcycle. When I find that I sit back and I'm knitting or I'm on my motorcycle, it's time with the Lord. I just find myself so relaxed. It's like my therapy and putting myself in that moment of peace. So that's where I find myself grounded and spend a lot more prayer time. I feel more dedicated to the Lord when I'm knitting or on my motorcycle. As strange as it feels, but we all have our passions, right? And those two definitely are my passion.
Isn't it interesting? You know, Angel talked about, you know, the cooking and taking the long time with the meals and so forth, and how, you know, that just puts her in a different place, you know, kind of like a more relaxed, contemplative, you know, really intentional sort of space. And Tina, you're saying the same thing. It's like God puts these passions on our hearts, and when we engage in those, it's like we connect with Him in a deeper way and on a deeper level. Mm-hmm. And I love the way that you brought in, you know, the spiritual side of this, because, you know, that's what we really want to try and make this show about every day. Debbie always says, you know, she says, we'll see. Just give us a little time and we'll see how this connects with our spiritual lives. And Debbie Tina's call certainly does that.
Oh, I totally agree. And when you said motorcycles, you know, I have a lot of friends that ride motorcycles, and they tend to be a bit of free spirits, right? They like to be out in the open air. They like to be in nature. They really love that. It recharges them. It really makes them feel good. And that's so cool that you like that. And, you know, my sense of humor, Tina. I'm just cracking up because, you know, with self-driving cars, you know, eventually we're going to have self-driving motorcycles. And I'm thinking you could ride a motorcycle and knit at the same time, you know, someday, right?
I love that.
Okay. Don't do it
I
now.
Love that.
Yeah. Don't do it now though. Don't do it now. But anyway,
even, you know, I just wanted to jump in. I'm sorry about that. I'll take my motorcycle on a Sunday morning or Saturday afternoon, and I'll go look for a beautiful church to attend Mass. I've taken my motorcycle to New York City to go to Mass.
Wow.
You know, and I always say, Joyce, my motorcycle is my boyfriend, along with Jesus, until I find my husband.
Oh my goodness. That is so cool. You sound like a really cool person to hang out with. I'm sure you got a lot of friends. I think people who ride motorcycles have a lot of friends. I really do. All my friends who ride motorcycles, they have like a group that they hang out with. So, but it's really cool. Okay, we're going to get ready to hit the pause button, Tina. I got to tell you real quickly the remedy that I received years ago about laryngitis. I used to get laryngitis every single year. It was like clockwork. And a person told me to put a wool scarf around your neck. I know it could be hot. Well, maybe not in New Hampshire, but it could be hot outside, but still put the wool scarf, sleep with the wool scarf. And that's all you need to do. And apparently it works, and it did for me, and it's worked every year. So there's the little bit of home remedy for laryngitis, Tina. And God bless you. You hear the music. Jerry, we're going to take that first break. And when we come back, actually, it's our second break, right?
Yeah.
When we come back, more of our calls with the Take Two family on what's something you wish you had more time to do in your life. We'll be right back.
Oh, weekend is upon us here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio. But I will quote my honor radio partner, Debbie, don't get started with your weekend yet until you've contributed to your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Talking today about having more time to do the things that we love to do, hobbies, interests, things like that. What is something, or maybe more than one thing, that you wish life afforded you a little bit more time to do? You can join the conversation with that at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And we'll go to Buffalo, New York. Taffer is listening on the Station of the Cross today. Hi, Taffer. Welcome. Hello, Taffer. Are you
Hello?
There? Yep, you're on the air.
Oh, this is Patrick. Hi, Jerry. How are you today?
Doing all right. How are you?
I haven't spoke to you in a while.
Yeah, good to have you back on the show. How you been?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah, go right
Hello?
Ahead.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, just I'm glad the news you're doing so well with your schooling. And hello, Debbie. I haven't spoke to you since after Easter.
Yes,
how are you doing
hello.
As well?
Doing well. Thank you so much. Thanks for calling back.
Hey, I'm a veteran of this family. Now, excuse me, I'm choking on something. So the reason why I called, I did want to mention yesterday's show really quick about the hardest thing you went through. It kind of goes into why I'm calling today.
Sure.
5 years ago, real quick, I went through one of the hardest things in my life. I went through a divorce. Was not my choice. Mm-hmm. It made my faith grow 20 times more. I wasn't the best husband. Maybe it was the best thing to be. I still miss my wife. But the good thing about it, my son at the time, who was 17, he saw everything going on with the marriage. He decided to move in with me. He said, "Dad, I'm going with you, and I don't care." So at that point, that was a gift that he did to me. He was kind of a shy young man. We didn't know his place in the world. Mm-hmm. I tried to be the best influence I could on him, and in the last few years, he's gone to college. He's studying in a school called Villa Marie in Buffalo. He's going to be a prospective filmmaker. But the thing, the reason what I wish I could do more, because now he lives on campus. He was living with me prior to this. I wish I had more time with him. Just that he's growing up. We have so much in common. It's just that all the time that was kind of in the beginning, when our marriage was kind of up and down, God wasn't the center and he experienced it. I wish we could kind of go back and relive our adventures.
Mm, interesting. You know, I think a lot of parents feel that way. I will tell you, because our kids, my mother used to say this all the time. She would say this. I mean, it was so funny because I would laugh at her, like literally laugh at my mom. And I was like, "Mom, would you stop doing that?" She would say, "Close your eyes." And I'd close my eyes. She'd say, "Open your eyes." I'd say, and I'd open my eyes. She goes, "That's how fast it goes. That's how fast life goes." And I'd say, "Mom, would you stop it?" And she'd say, "No, I'm trying to tell you now that I'm." She was in her 80s at the time, and when she was, and she goes, "You need to cherish every single moment, and you're not going to get it back, and you can't rewind it, and you can't go back to when they were smaller, and even do that. But what you can do is really cherish each moment that you have, and be extremely grateful for each moment you have today." And so I've started to practice that, and I've done that for many years now, and it really has satisfied me, and to where I don't go backwards and try to look back. But I agree with you. I think if we were to do a show on this and we had asked all parents to call in, so many of us would say we wish we could spend more time with our children, you know, really. It's almost like a wedding, right? When you go to, when you're preparing your wedding, you prepare, and then the day of the wedding, it's like a blur. You don't even remember it. You have to pull out the videos in order to remember what happened. It seems like that happens in parenting. Now, Jerry, I know you're not a parent, but you see a lot of families, and what do you think about that?
I'm laughing because my brother and sister-in-law, whom you know very well, who live right there in the Phoenix area, their youngest of eight is just about to move out of the house and get married. And so they've been making comments as I've talked to them on the phone or via text recently about how quick it's all gone and, you know, how life is going to be different. So you're very right about that. And Taffer, I'd be curious to know, you mentioned you and your son have a great relationship. What is it about your father-son bond? Is there anything special, anything in particular you can point point to and say this or that or the other thing, it really binds us together.
Yes. Okay. So my son is an only child, and mm-hmm. within the marriage, my son and I, we spend a lot of time together, taking walks, watching movies. We have a lot of the same interests. If you think about it, my dad was born in 1930. I was born in 1972. But the age gap between that one is so far. The age gap from 72 to 2002, because of technology and music and movies, it's not that far mm-hmm. if you're kind of open to it. So we have a lot in common through pop culture in the world. So with my kind of loving of movies and reading, his escapism, he developed a love for movies and storytelling. So we have that in common, and we always will. And he teaches me so much about movies and music. He's incredible. He's an incredible self-disciplined person.
Mm. It sounds like you have a great relationship, and you are spending those quality moments together, and you are building the relationship because you share such similar things. So, I mean, it sounds like a really good relationship, I have to tell you.
When the divorce hit, he said, "Dad, I don't care. I'm going with you. I'm not going to go into all the details. I'm still healing from this divorce." He said, "Dad, it doesn't matter. I'm coming with you." So he actually was my grace. He saved me more than I saved him. Because, I mean, my faith came back tenfold, but we were always close, but decided, "Dad, I don't care. Let's go. I'm going with you." I mean, I'm not putting down my ex-wife. I still love her beyond words, but my son said, "Dad, I'm going with you."
Yeah.
So we built it together, and I saw him become, from a loner, he developed who he was. Now, mm-hmm. I went through a lot of hard times with him, but he grew and mature. And in the last year, he's now living on campus, though, this last semester. So he's been a gift to me. He really has. God has blessed me.
Yeah. And I love what you said, too. You said, you know, he's taught you a lot. I think you said about movies, and I'm sure he's taught you a lot about other things as well. And I think that's just so beautiful, Taffer, you know, because we often think of the parent-child relationship as being one way when it comes to teaching and forming and instructing and all of that. But you have been humble enough and open enough to take in the lessons that your son, through his life and his likes and his passions, has taught to you as well. So I think it's a very beautiful two-way relationship that you have.
Yeah, the only thing that's kind of sad for me is my faith came back. He didn't really have that much faith formation, and he's kind of pushing me back. Mm-hmm. So,
well, that's good, huh? That's really
I do
good.
Hope that by the grace of God that he meets somebody that can bring him to the Catholic faith, even though he's a baptized Catholic, because I know I can't do it. I'm asking God to put someone in his life. Other than that, I wish I had more time with him. He's an amazing person named Joseph.
So. Joseph, beautiful. Okay, wait a minute. Maybe I heard you incorrectly. So he's not in the faith? I thought you said he was.
No.
Okay.
The thing of it was, and I don't want to get into a lot of things.
Sure.
Marriage is a business. If you don't, and a lot of people go into stuff, they don't realize. Yes, I was raised Catholic. I'm a cradle Catholic. My ex-wife was Catholic as well. We're kind of, you know, we're Catholic in name. We didn't put him at center, and Joseph got caught up in that. And he saw it later with me, and he's like, he's pushing back with the life he exists. He gets a little angered by it. Mm-hmm. I hope he just comes. He does believe in God, but he hasn't, you know, really embraced. I know he's 22. It will come, mm-hmm. but that's what I'm trying to instill.
Sure.
But
quick question, you know, is he baptized Catholic?
He's baptized Catholic. He's received baptism.
Good.
He's First Communion, confession. He has not been confirmed, but he has all the other ones.
Okay, so then I see what you're praying for. I put him in the book. So we're going to pray that the right people come into view,
mm-hmm.
and bring him back. Okay, we'll take that prayer. We'll take that prayer up. We're definitely prayer warriors, as you know.
All right, and I'll take it. I'll take the prayers. You know, and I'm loving, and I'll tell you this, your topics since we've had Pope Francis became the new Pope, and I'm excited about him. These can help our church. Have been really heartfelt. Whoever's doing the topics, Debbie, they're on point.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Amen. You're so good lately.
Oh, thank you. Yes. And I have to tell you that this, I'll tell you about this. I'm looking for the right ball cap that says, made in the USA, Pope Leo the 14th. Cause I just think it's the coolest thing. And I asked a priest if it was okay if I got one of those. And he said, sure. It's long as it's respectful. And I said, yeah. And I just think it's so cool to have that. Have you seen those, the logo, Jerry? Have you seen the logo?
I have not, no, but I'm not surprised that things like that are coming out.
You know? Yeah, it's really cool. All right, God bless you. Thank you so much, and have a beautiful weekend, and call us anytime. We love hearing your voice. Thank you.
Hey, thanks again.
Thank you.
All right,
okay.
God bless, Taffer.
Great
yeah,
calls.
Yeah, and Taffer, if you're still listening, you know, I would say the thing is, you know, your son obviously respects you. You know, I can hear it coming out, Debbie, and as he's describing the relationship, mm-hmm. It's a relationship of mutual respect. Okay, so there's two ways that his son could respect him. One, by listening to his words, or one by, you know, watching his the way he lives his life.
His actions.
I'm going to guess right now the words aren't going to be what are going to work as much as just the example, Taffer, that you live in your life. So just be the most joy-filled, excited, on fire, Catholic Christian man that you can be. You don't have to even bring it up, or you know, you don't even have to use words, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Because as your son, who respects you already, as he sees the man that you are in love with Jesus and his church, kids never stop learning, right, Debbie? They never stop soaking up you know things from their parents.
And the same sex parent has the most influence on the child.
Okay.
Yeah, that is, like, if you go in the self-help sections of all the bookstores, you'll find that most influence comes from the same-sex parent.
Okay.
People don't know that, but it's very interesting. Actually, I think, you know who else used to say that a lot is Dr. Phil. You remember the Dr. Phil show?
Oh yeah, sure.
Yeah, he used to say that a lot. Did you had something to share with our listeners?
I do, as a matter of fact. Well, EWTN has Podcast Central. And Podcast Central 2025 includes one called, I love this, Shameless Popery. It's another great podcast, I should say, and it features Joe Heschmeyer. He works over there at Catholic Answers, and he brings you a witty, entertaining podcast. It's informative. It'll help you know more about your Catholic faith and equip you to better explain Catholicism, especially to non-Catholics, Protestants, atheists, friends, relatives, anybody that might give you a listen, give you a hearing. And you can hear this and other faith-filled podcasts at EWTN Podcast Central. Just visit EWTN.com/radio and click on Podcast Central today.
Okay, so when Tina was on earlier and we were talking about laryngitis, I got a few messages coming in, direct messages, and they wanted to know a little bit more about this home remedy. Okay, so real quickly, guys, the story, it's so simple. You don't have to add any, you know, Vicks vapor rub or anything like that, or drink any teas or anything. Apparently, if you take a wool scarf, you wrap it around your neck, not too tightly, of course. Don't cut off circulation or anything. But you sleep with it. Even if it's hot outside, it's cold, you just wrap it around your neck. Apparently, between 24 and 48 hours, somehow it helps with the laryngitis of losing your voice. I will tell you, I went to doctor after doctor after doctor. They gave me all sorts of remedies. They gave me medicine. They gave me teas, everything you can imagine to try and stop. I used to lose my voice every single year around right during the Advent season, Jerry, almost every single year. And then somebody said, just put a wool scarf around your neck and just sleep with it. And I did. And the next day I woke up and it was clear. I could speak. And it's been that way ever since. So it's that simple.
Well, bummer. I don't own a wool scarf. And I think this is allergies. Does my voice sound a little raspy?
You do sound raspy. Yeah. You got that Hollywood voice. Yeah.
I think it's it might be allergies, because my eyes have been kind of itchy too.
Yeah, I've had allergies all spring. It's just been tough on a lot of people. In fact, we've had a lot of Take Two family members ask for prayers because their allergies have been really hard to deal with, because they've had to go to work and they just feel tired. And so, yeah, we've got everybody in the prayer book. Also, too, Jerry, I don't know if you saw it about a week ago, what happened in near Allentown, Pennsylvania, with the man that went into the Adoration Chapel and had an explosive, and it hit the Monstrance Tabernacle right there.
You know, I was probably on my drive from Boston to Florida for over those few days. I did not catch much news during that time.
Yeah, and so they did arrest the person, and so, you know, we have to really be praying. You know, there's a lot of disturbed souls out there that really want to hurt. Hurt God, because they are so hurt, right? So there's a lot of disturbed people out there, and it was very I believe it was Catholic News Agency reported on it, so
okay.
People can
yeah.
pick up the article. It's about a week ago. I'll send it to you, Jerry. But guess what, Jerry? Angel, our dear friend from Perrysburg, Ohio, is on the line. She's waiting to talk to us on the EWTN app. Hi, Angel.
Hi, my darling. How are you doing?
We're doing great now that you called.
Oh, you're so sweet. I'm going to take your hint because I get laryngitis a lot.
Oh, do you?
Sometimes for 2 or 3 months at a time. I tell you, there's nothing worse. Nobody will put up with you when you can't speak. They're just like, oh, go away.
You have to get one of those little dry erase boards. That's what I used to use, those dry erase boards. I did.
I used to put it in the...
This is no joke, Angel and Jerry. This is so funny. Michael McCall, our producer, will get a kick out of this because he's a comedian by training. I used to have these white dry erase boards, and I used to go into the kitchen. I couldn't speak, and when I was getting angry, I would put a face like a mad face, and I'd say, "Now I'm screaming at everybody," and I'd write that down on the board.
Oh my God, I love you so much. I would tell you, I use my eyes and my jaw.
There you go.
Like if my jaw gets tight, you know you're in trouble.
Right, right. It's so true.
But no, when you pick up the phone and say hello, and they go, uh-oh, quick.
Yeah,
you couldn't hear me.
Oh, and,
you know, and, but,
too funny. But go ahead. So tell us.
Trying much more to get out in nature. Just take a drive, find some place a little bit wild out in the country, study the flowers, study the trees, or get by some water and just stop everything and just let your body just leave it there, whatever it is. Like in my case, it's my military man. Mm-hmm. Leave it there because sometimes we can't control everything, you know?
Yeah.
We can't control exactly what's going on in our lives and what's happening to them. Just give it to God and study the flowers, study the birds, and just take it in, you know?
Yeah.
When I was a kid, we used to take rides out to my grandmother's farm and to my sister's farm, and I would ride in the back of the pickup truck, which, you know, they don't do anymore. But, you know, just watching the wild grass and the corn stalks and everything, I would just, like, take it in. And this is such a relief to just get away from whatever it is that's bottling us up, you know, maybe TV or things that just shouldn't be overstimulating us in the first place.
Yeah.
You know,
though, Angel, you said something. I want to turn our attention to Jerry's response to this, because I live in Arizona, and that's I live in the desert, right? And Jerry lived for many years in the San Diego area. And I used to think about the fact that he could see the ocean. And I felt the same way, Angel, because there's something about water that's very healing. And I'm asking you this, Jerry, because you lived in California most of your adult life. And now you're in the Orlando diocese, but you're up in Boston for the seminary. But tell us, is it true? Because I've heard that the ocean, being near the ocean, is very relaxing and healing, and like on a regular basis.
Well, it is. In fact, I grew up on the ocean in the state of Washington. I could see the ocean from my house, and we would go to the beach quite often. Both you and Angel are going to hate me for this, but I'm going to tell you anyway. I'll tell the whole world. I think when I lived in San Diego for 12 years, I might have gone to the beach 5 times. And that was when relatives or friends came to visit me. I'm not proud of that. I mean, here I had a gorgeous beach and an ocean right there, and it just wasn't a priority for me, and it should have been. Now I could probably add that to the list of things we're talking about today. I wish I had more time to do that now, because now I think I would get out of it what Angel's talking about. You know, that connection with God and that kind of just kind of shutting things down to a certain dialing things back a few degrees. You know, and just being in the presence of God and seeing God's beauty and creation and all of that. But yeah, I didn't take advantage of having that I loved everything else about San Diego. Mm-hmm. And I could live there again in a heartbeat. But anyway, yeah. What do you think, Angel? Was I a fool not to go to the beach any more than I did?
Beach off of Ocean Boulevard.
I'm sorry, we only caught half of that. Say again.
Oh, I'm on my way to Lake Erie right now. There's a huge beach that I go to almost every day just to kind of
Wonderful.
Stop everything.
Wow.
If it's only for a half an hour, it just makes me feel like I've got some freedom in my life, you know? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And when I lived in Myrtle Beach working as a producer, we were bottled up in this office. So I would take off to Star of the Sea Church, and then I would sneak off to the water and just sit there and stare at the Atlantic Ocean, the power of it, you know, the amazing. Mm-hmm. And all my Jersey friends were there, girl.
Oh, very cool.
Oh, my God,
very
I cool. love Jersey. Mm-hmm. I love Jersey in New York. Oh, my gosh.
Thank
it's
you.
It's so amazing. Thank you for all that you guys do to help us.
Oh, well, we've been doing it for almost 10 years, Angel. And you know what? Jerry and I were just talking about the other day. We are so, our hearts are just bursting with love and gratitude to the Take Two family. I mean, to think that, you know, tens of thousands have journeyed with us from the beginning. I mean, we still have the lunch bunch that's going strong from the very beginning. I mean, it's so beautiful of a family that has been created and it organically unfolded.
It really did. And I don't agree with the lady that said you look like Sharon Osbourne. I really would have pictured you just as you were, with your big dark eyes, your long dark hair, and you're just like a little Italian angel. You're so cute.
Thank you, Angel. That's so sweet. Although I did have somebody that after they texted me and they said, I think Sharon Osbourne is hilarious. She's so funny. So I'm like, okay, that works. So anyway, but yeah, thank you, Angel. You are so precious to us, and we love you every time we hear your voice. And you know, you're making me think about this, because we do have lakes, beautiful, beautiful lakes in Arizona, and they're only about 40 minutes away from where I live. And you know, maybe it's time for a drive to a lake just to take in just the beautiful scenery, you know. And you were talking about flowers, you know, studying flowers. And one of the, you're not on social media very much, Jerry, but one of the biggest posts that go around are flower posts. People post mm-hmm. flowers. There's a reason for that, right? Mm-hmm. So anyway, it's amazing. Thank you, Angel. Thanks for weighing in. Now you can get started with your weekend, okay?
Thank you. God bless you.
Love you.
God bless you, Angel.
Take care.
Thank you so much.
That was a beautiful call.
Yeah, great. The Take Two family are absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you know what? I want to thank our show team. May I do that? Because usually we rush at the very end, and we rush to thank our show team, but they're so amazing. Michael McCall on controls. He is so good and rich on social media. Vanessa today on who's call screening, doing a fine job. And Matt Gabinski is always on the phones for us, just really being that steady voice that everybody loves to hear, and they love to talk to him. And so thanks to the show team and the affiliates that are carrying the program live. I say this now because it's so important. When I do pledge drives, Jerry, we're hearing it. People are calling in, making pledges to their local Catholic radio station because they love this platform. They love to be able to speak and tell their story. And so we're so grateful to the affiliates that recognize that. Thank you so very much for allowing this beautiful platform for all of us to come together as the mystical body of Christ.
Yeah, well, we always like to say there's something for everyone on EWTN Catholic Radio, and that is certainly the truth. You've got programs, you know, apologetics, call-in shows. You can ask Dr. Ray. You can ask Father, different priests. You have Janet Bankovic with her show, More to Life with the Pop Checks. What am I, Miss Sunrise Morning Show?
Deacon
I know I'm going to
leave
some out. Deacon Harold, mm-hmm. Beacon of Truth. Mm-hmm. I know we're going to leave some out, but the point is different people have different interests and different mm-hmm. likes. And different sort of platforms and formats they like in their media shows. And hopefully here at Take Two, we have provided the Take Two family with just exactly that platform that they really come to appreciate, Debbie, and being able to share their story, you know.
Yeah,
and
Teresa Tomeo to get the news, call to communion. Oh, Dr. David Anders, wow. Just, you're right, you're spot on. Catholic radio is awesome. Michael P. says, I wish I had more time to go to the various religious shrines as well. And on YouTube, we're waving to you, Michael. Michael, I so agree with you. I have so many sacred sites in Arizona, and I think I've only been to like five. I mean, it's unbelievable. Have you been to all the, you haven't been to all the missions in California yet, have you?
Not all of them. I've been to quite a few. And one thing that is definitely on my list, we've been there before, and that was the Shrine, National Shrine of the Divine Mercy in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. It's about a 2-hour drive from where I go to the seminary. Mm-hmm. I didn't make it there this first year. Of course, I had that month-long hiccup of a stay in the hospital with my back surgery. But one of these next couple years when I'm in the seminary there, I'm definitely going to make another visit to see Father Donald Calloway, Father Chris Alar, Father Joe Roche, and all of our friends at the National Shrine of Divine Mercy in Stockbridge.
Beautiful. Okay, well, that'll do it, you guys. Now you all can get started with your weekend. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow to the Spirit World, 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern. We're going to be talking about how anger and alcohol, the demons use those two things to divide us. Oh, it's going to be a very deep show, and we're taking calls, Jerry.
Yeah, it's going to be a very important broadcast. So again, thanks to the show team. Debbie just gave those thanks. Thank you, affiliates, again. And thank you, Take Two family. You guys are awesome. We love you. We sincerely mean it when we say have a beautiful and blessed weekend. Draw close to the Lord this weekend. He will draw closer to you. God bless. We'll talk to you Monday.